Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Over the weekend, though, I went to Canberra. My lovely wife and I went over there just because we could.
Valentine's Day didn't have anything to do with it?
Not really, no. We did go out and have a nice dinner on Saturday night, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about because we went to this Japanese restaurant. Now, it wasn't formal dining or anything like that, but still, it was a restaurant.
Yeah.
And it was a restaurant where they come to your table and ask you what you would like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that, to me, is kind of like the next higher-level dining experience.
The next tier.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, for example, like Friday night, you and I and our, well, my wife and your fiancé.
Yep.
And some friends went and had dinner at Club Biga.
Yep.
Now, that's sort of bistro dining type of thing.
That's shorts or pants optional.
Yeah. So, with that, you can kind of walk in. I had jeans on, but you can wear shorts, whatever.
Yeah, not an issue.
But Saturday night, we were at this Japanese restaurant in Canberra. And at one point, I'm sort of sitting there and I'm looking around, just taking in the crowd. And I noticed there's a lot of guys there that have decided that pants are not an option. They are wearing something.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Okay, it's a lot of sushi rolls in this Japanese restaurant. No, they're wearing shorts.
All right.
They were wearing shorts and sort of sneakers with no socks.
I did a quick head count.
And I estimated half the dudes in there were not wearing big boy pants. They were wearing shorts.
Yeah, I really feel like there needs to be a certain rule when it comes to this. Like, you're going to a club or a pub, that's shorts or pants. If you're going somewhere that has a wine list, you basically have to ring up for, you know, a reservation. It's a place where they come and serve you. That's kind of a next step up formal.
Yeah. And the thing was, like, the ladies they were with, they were all dressed up. Like, all the beautiful dresses, all their hair and makeup, they'd gone to so much effort. Whereas the dudes looked like they'd just thrown on a T-shirt that was lying around and some shorts. And I'm like, I said to my wife, is this how it is now? Am I an old fogey? Because I'm here and I had some nice pressed trousers on and shoes with socks.
Yeah.
And I had a button-up shirt. And I was kind of like, that to me is like when you go to a restaurant, that's, I think I've talked before about the tiers of dress.
Yeah, different tiers.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, am I old fashioned now? Is this what it is?
It's a little bit disappointing in the sense that, you know, there was that phase for a while where people were getting dressed up to take the bin out. So if you can get dressed up to take the bin out, why can't you get dressed
down
up to
go to a restaurant now? It's gone in the reverse. So I don't know. Is this going to continue now? Are we going to see it, there'll be formal shorts that people wear? It's like, oh, getting married on, next month. Better go down to the formal wear hire and get myself some nice tuxedo shorts because, you know, I want to look my best on the day.
Yeah.
Are people going to turn up to my funeral wearing shorts? Oh, better get my black shorts out. Yeah. I'm going to Brad's funeral.
There's definitely a way around it, though.
What's that?
It came in the late 1990s. Remember those cargo pants? We could zip them off and they could be shorts or pants.
Ah.
There's the workaround.
That's the workaround.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
If you're up the northern end of the far south coast today, you might hear the roar of motorcycle engines because the Hogs Tour is coming to the far south coast. New South Wales Origin coach Brad Fittler and a whole bunch of league legends will be visiting Mackay Park this afternoon and Bega High School tomorrow morning. And coming to us live from the back of his hog right now is the one and only Brad Freddie Fittler. Morning, Brad.
Hello, fellas.
How are the saddle sores going? Because you're visiting a lot of places on this tour.
Yes, we are. So we did about 2,500 k's north, and we've got about 3,000 south. So one thing I always do, I make sure I go through the Snowy Mountains, which is absolutely beautiful during the summer. So that always extends our trip. But I can't wait to get down there, see all the kids. Gus Wallen is with us. He's got a real good message about a bit of mental fitness.
Good.
I think you're saying we're down here at Batemans Bay High School or Bega High School?
High School tomorrow morning,
Awesome, can't wait.
So you guys have been operating since 2013. How did it all get started in the first place?
Yeah, well, Nathan Highmarsh and I are both pretty passionate motorbike riders and we love our footy and we're sort of getting the feeling that everyone was talking about footy was doing a little bit of the bush and wanted to know what start of origin meant to the people out there. And then so we got on our bikes and everywhere we go, we give the kids a footy and just have a chat to them about what's going on. And now it's got to this. So it just seems like at the moment kids have been a bit dudded, I think.
Yeah.
I think with social media and all that sort of stuff. obviously we need to give them a little bit of awareness of what's going on and the effects of it. So that's what we do. And the country's beautiful at the moment. It's so green.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of rain down this way. And I know the kids will be looking forward to it, those that will come and see you this afternoon in Batemans Bay and tomorrow morning in Bega. But what can kids expect when the Hogs Tour rolls in?
Yeah, we've got some development officers down there that'll set up some drills and scenarios, and we'll just get out and have some fun, really. The whole idea is we'd love you to play footy, but if it's not footy, it's soccer, AFL, or chess, or drama, or dancing. Really encourage us getting part of a group and a team, and we just feel like that seems to be one of the things that helps so much.
Yeah.
So getting a chance to have a kick with a few kids later.
Yeah, I tell you what, you guys got a pretty good-looking squad when it comes to who's helping out this year with the Hogs Tour. Do you don't even have to get their licence specially for this, like their bike licence? Or?
Yeah, we need a bike licence, yeah.
Yeah, is there anyone you wouldn't like to be travelling behind? Is anyone a bit wonky on the old motorbike, not the best skills? Or?
Let me see, Marco Merley. Yeah, not that much fear, Mark, so you just want to stay away from him a little bit. But in general, we're trying to ride pretty safe.
Yeah, I've noticed there's a couple of Blues players as well joining you on this tour. Have any of them trying to score some brownie points with the coach?
No, I don't get any current players. I don't think many coaches would allow me to put a current player on a Harley.
No, probably not.
Right around New South Wales, I just don't think that would be very responsible. But they're mainly all the old types. So the young kids don't really know us, but the parents sure do. Steve Menzies, Nathan Highmarsh, Bo Scott. I'm not sure when they're actually getting on, but they're joining us for parts of the Southern Legs. Yeah, I think Luke Lewis from the Sharks is also there as well, so...
Well, the South Coast has produced a couple of the female Blues players. Millie Boyle and Kezzy Apps come from our region. And I know your daughter, Demi, she's been known to throw the footy around as well. Have you noticed, Brad, that more girls are showing an interest each time the tour rolls around? You're getting more girls coming to the clinics and getting involved?
By far, our largest growth spurt is the women playing rugby league. And during parts of our Hogs trip, we used to hold 9 women's tournaments. The question I always ask them was, you know, do you like it and what do you like about it? And they all say tackling. I think it's just that facing that fear of actually, you know, putting your head down and that feeling of tackling someone, you know, quite awesome. So they seem to be getting a kick out of it, so I don't question them. And we look at Kezzy and Millie and that, geez, they play hard.
Yeah,
so I don't think I want to get tackled by them.
No, not at all.
No, definitely not. Well, if you're interested in checking out the Hogs Tour, like we said, the football clinic's on this afternoon, Mackay Park, 4:30. And then if you're down the southern end, Brad and the rest of the crew will be visiting Bega High School from 9:30 in the morning. So good luck on the rest of the tour, Brad, and safe travels on the bike.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Toilet paper, last 12 months, hot commodity. People lining up, people doing crazy things, you know, driving to rural parts from the city just to try and get toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's what it's always been about.
And you thought that we would have learned our lesson after last year when we had that initial, like, craziness and every man, woman and dog were trying to grab themselves some toilet paper. And then over the weekend when Melbourne announced its lockdown, like on Friday, you saw those reminiscent scenes once again. People just running wild, trying to get their hands on the TP.
Yeah, I've never been one of these people trying to stockpile the toilet paper. But I do admit, I do stockpile toilet paper occasionally when people come to visit. Because let's be honest, when you get people that come to visit, it's like they're eating the toilet paper. You have someone stay for a weekend, all of a sudden you can go through like 5 or 6 rolls of toilet paper with some family members. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, when I was a kid, I was pretty wasteful with the old toilet paper. I blame those old Rolly dog commercials.
I was going to say, are you like a Sharpei dog just running around the house with a toilet paper in your teeth, rolling around on the floor?
I do recall on a couple of occasions, you know, using too much toilet paper and all of a sudden the toilet gets blocked and things like that.
But, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It looks like it does happen, though, growing up. Kids are quite wasteful with those sort of things. So it's great that an Aussie mum has come to the rescue. She's a member of one particular group on Facebook. It's called Mums Who Budget and Save Facebook page.
Oh, great.
Because there's a Facebook page for everything. And she's opened up about a nice little ingenious trick, a hack, so to speak, to get your kids to use less toilet paper.
Okay.
So obviously kids, they just, you know, they'll just keep pulling and keep rolling as long as it goes for whatever. They don't know exactly how much, you know, toilet paper to use. I don't know if there's some sort of class or, you know, tips on this sort of thing. But
so what's our number one tip? Get your toilet paper from the sandpaper aisle of Bunnings and put that on the roll?
Get it from the public toilets because they'll never want to, you know, sit on the toilet too long after that. Let's be honest. Her tip is actually to squash the roll of toilet paper before you put it on the roll.
Okay, so that'll make it harder for it to roll?
Yeah. So basically she says just squash it so it's almost like it's 2D instead of 3D, and that way when they it doesn't get a nice little momentum roll when you all of a sudden the kids start pulling the roll and it just keeps coming and coming.
Oh,
it's like
right.
It becomes somewhat of an effort.
Yeah.
You know, like when you go to those robot toilets, you've got to hold the button down for 5 minutes and you might get 2 squares. That's definitely something that deters people from using lots of toilet paper in them.
Yeah.
But this is like a cheaper way. So she squashes it. So that way when the kids try and pull it, it just sort of like comes in little, you know.
That's very clever.
It's very clever.
Yeah, if it works for that family,
exactly
go
right.
for it. Yeah.
And a lot of other mums online are going, you know, this is genius. I should have thought of this because my kids do the same thing. They grab the roll and they just pull it and they just go, all right, I have to use whatever's come out. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So,
it's like one of those ticket dispensing machines
that,
like,
that's
when you're at the arcade or something.
Yeah, exactly right. But I have to say, though, you want to be pretty careful they're bragging about this because, you know, when the conversation comes up, are you a scruncher or a folder? And this woman puts her hand up and says, yeah, I'm a squasher. People might sort of get the wrong idea.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.